A baker trapped in her Brooklyn kitchen has been on a virtual road trip. She is reaching every part of the country by baking elaborate pies that celebrate unique offerings from each of the 50 states. So, no ordinary peach pie for Georgia. Instead, imagine a stewed sweet tea peach pie with brown sugar pecan crumble. NPR's Netta Ulubi has more.
Meet our baker, Stacy Mayan Fong. Originally from Singapore, Fong lived in Indonesia and Hong Kong before moving to the U.S. for college 14 years ago. Fong remains dazzled by America and the generosity of her friends, who would invite a lonely pie-loving foreigner to share holidays when she had nowhere else to go.
So, like, how can I repay them in some sweet or savory way in flaky crust, you know?
Fong answers that question on her website and Instagram, 50 Pies, 50 States. Here she is, bouncing around in a cheerful red, white, and blue t-shirt, preparing a blueberry pie.
If your dough gets a little sticky, you can put more flour on it.
With 50 pies, 50 states, Fong tells stories about her own connection to each place, dedicates the pie to a friend from there, and disdains obvious choices. While Texas is known for pecans and barbecue, Fong went with its ruby red grapefruit.
So I ended up making a grapefruit custard pie with candied jalapenos on top because, you know, you need a little spice when you're in Texas.
And avocado would have been far too easy for California, where it's the official state fruit. Instead, Fong focused on the savory delights of Napa Valley.
So it ended up being an artichoke pie with an herbed crust with a red wine reduction on the top, which was very, very lovely.
For every pie, Fong dives into research. She became fascinated with Native American cuisines, and so for South Dakota, she baked
a blue corn crust with a wild rice and sunflower milk rice pudding in the center with like this bergamot like berry compote and then pumpkin seed crunch on top.
Yeah, this is someone incapable of keeping things simple.
This seems really hard. Let me make it a little bit harder.
Even for something as straightforward as Florida key lime pie, Fong insisted on baking homemade graham crackers just for the crust.
Which, let me just tell you, just buy graham crackers. Just buy them. Don't make them at home.
All this labor and passion may speak, she thinks, to a uniquely unjaded immigrant's take on America.
The payoff and the journey to the end is always so, so worth it.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together.
Stacy Mayan Fong's journey started by listening to Simon and Garfunkel with her dad as a child, enchanted by the idea of traveling across America.
The whole dream of going on a road trip, like, I feel like that meant a lot to me.
But Fong's temporarily put her project on hiatus, with only six more pies to go. She wants to travel to those remaining states to enjoy the experience of eating pie there in person, safely. That's an American experience, she says, well worth waiting for. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
Counting the cars on the New Jersey.